Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Nucci. Gave me this front porch t-shirt. We got episode 2 of All Ears tonight, B. I'm excited.
All right. What's our main topic tonight?
I got an interview with Zach Ertz. Was the leading receiver in Sunday's game. Announced some really cool charity work he's going to do.
Cool.
I think we're trying to format the audio for radio, and I think we're going to run the interview. Ertz is a cool dude, and dude, I respect the hell out of like veteran players. Like Eckler's the same way. Like, these dudes know what the job is. They know what they have to put in professionally, and that's by a mile their focus.
Mm-hmm.
They understand how the media functions, and that, all right, like Eckler, I think, is really good. He's like, all right, guys, let's do this. And he'll wait for everybody to get there. He's not going to start early for then somebody else to come in later and be like, sorry if this has been asked. Like, that's not going to happen.
He understands.
He's going to wait when everybody's ready. He's going to answer your questions, and then he's going to get out of there.
He'll get the hell out of there.
Yeah,
I don't blame him.
Yeah, dude. These vets know what they're doing, man. Speaking of things we're learning, right? Let's go around the NFL. Pick a division, Brian. Any division.
NFC East.
NFC East it is.
Hell yeah.
Well, I got to scroll, but I've made it. This is from CBS Sports. We're talking surprises for all 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what the surprise is for them boys, the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, I want to know. You tell me.
No big plays. Cowboys offense has typically been a big play offense, and they're just not getting them. Besides what I'm reading now, besides wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, who will provide the Cowboys chunk plays? Through two games, Lamb has two of the Cowboys' four plays of 20 yards or more. He also has two of the three runs of 10 yards or more. That, to me, is really problematic. Tony Pollard was a
playmaker.
Yeah. Now did he fight injuries, all that? Yes.
Yeah.
But that run game lacks explosion.
Well, Zeke is not explosive. Not anymore.
Rico Dowdle?
Who?
Yes. The Cowboys' current run game is probably akin to like Mitch Tischler's vertical jump. I would not call it explosive.
How high you think his vertical jump really is?
He's an athlete, though.
That's
Mitch,
not
if you're out
you.
There, text me
That's
your
That's not what I asked you. Actually, I'm asking you what you think he would give you on the vertical.
What's reasonable? 10 inches?
Depending on what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's reasonable for a 40-year-old dude's vertical?
Not for Mitch. I'm talking about Mitch because I'm a 56-year-old dude. My vertical better than his, way better.
Sure.
So I what think I'm his... saying is what you think his vertical would be.
Eight inches.
Eight?
Yeah.
Mitch,
text me your vertical. I didn't mean to drag you into this. I'm curious now what mine would be.
Yeah, that's 8 inches, bro.
I think he's got that.
He better have that. If you don't have that, he don't have a vertical.
What is normal then? 10?
No, normal. Normal 15? Is not. Normally double digits up in the 20s. 30s when people start.
See, now you're judging NFL players. Regular athletes.
I'm just judging athletes.
I'm judging regular. What I'm trying to say is the Cowboys don't have much of a run game.
All right, cool. You say Mitch and vertical. I'm just saying I don't see why you put those two things together.
What do you think the surprise is for the New York Giants, B?
Probably their defense.
They can't stop the run.
Yeah.
They're averaging 163 rush yards.
They're giving up that much. Wow.
Buck 63. And, dude, they haven't played the Niners and the Eagles. They played the Vikings and the Commanders.
Yeah.
And the Commanders might have a legit run game.
Yeah. I think you got
to. Dexter Lawrence.
You have to feed my man B-Rob a little bit more than he'll beat the hell out of people and he'll allow Eckler to come in late on and clean it up.
You remember in the Hard Knocks when Brian Daboll, clearly they were doing it for the cameras, but they had to like tell him how they found their new D coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, we got this guy from Tennessee, Shane Bowen. and he started reading off the stats. And typically in that moment, if you're going to read off the stats, you'd think they'd be really impressive.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, man, they were 14th in red zone field goal percentage. And
he didn't read it before he decided to pick it up.
11th in third down stops. Like, there was nothing impressive.
Wait,
like, it was
top,
all okay.
Top half of the league.
Yeah. But I don't know that it's like, oh, I got to go hire this guy. He's 12th in
he hired him at a point where, you know, they didn't really have a lot of people left out there. Like, people expect us to just get people now and improve something. That's what he was thinking. Didn't work.
This one to me is very, very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
What is the surprise of the Eagles season thus far?
Their defense is horrible.
Bro, they get no pressure.
Their defense is horrible, man.
Well, I mean, it's to your point about everybody hammers the Washington secondary, but there's no pressure up front.
Yeah. If you don't get pressure up front, your secondary, I don't care who you have back there, they're not going to be good.
They gave Bryce Huff $50 million. And it's not working. Jalen Carter was the guy so many were excited for out of Georgia. He's hardly disrupting games. He's been better than Huff, but only because Huff is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at how Pittsburgh got to Kirk in week one versus how Philly got to him Monday night.
They didn't.
Different universe.
They didn't get to him.
They sure as hell didn't get to him on the last-minute touchdown drive.
Nah.
All right. Washington. Your Washington Commanders. Man, this makes me look smart. This is from ESPN, I believe, Landini. Yeah, because it's written by John Cotton. The early surprise for Washington. You got a guess? Let me just read.
Just read.
Running backs Austin Ekeler and tight end Zach Ertz have made an immediate impact. Accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Ertz was the leading receiver this past game and maybe saved Jaden from throwing his first pick. That ball kind of floated, and Ertz just got physical and brought it home.
Yeah, he got hit right when he was letting that thing go. He couldn't step into it.
Yeah, I'm not blaming him, but it still could have been his first pick.
Yeah.
Eckler's been slippery and fast and strong.
But that's how he's been his whole career. He had a down year last year, but the dude has been damn good the rest of the time he's been in his league.
I love the opportunity. What Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are trying to build is a mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Ertz said it to me on record in an interview more than once about having a chip on his shoulder because the league thinks I'm washed. Ekeler didn't go as bluntly as that, but he said about the same thing. He's like, everybody's convinced I can't play. Last year, I had high ankle sprains on both ankles.
Yeah.
And he still went over 1,000 yards for scrimmage.
Basically the same thing. Basically said the exact same thing.
I think a little dash of that.
Yeah.
From dudes that do it right. If you have a chip on your shoulder and feel like you're wronged, and because of that, you dog it in the film room or
Ekeler
don't
has,
commit the time, these dudes are...
His chip has been on his shoulder ever since he got in the league.
Has to be. You're an undrafted guy. Yeah. I mean, and you know what was interesting talking to Ertz is, I believe he played his college ball at Stanford when Harbaugh was the coach. And whatever Jim Harbaugh is or isn't, that dude is a motivator for people that are willing to ride with him. Mm-hmm. If you will buy into Harbaugh, he's going to make a lasting impression on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And Ertz said, every day you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Yeah.
And that dude just works his ass off.
Yeah, you're supposed to. I mean, everyone comes into this league and they assume what it is. And what I'm saying to you all the time, it's easy to get there, it's hard to stay. If you're not working, you're not staying.
You got a surprise for the Commanders so far, Landini? Anything surprised you? Nope. I'd say the offensive line has been a little bit better than maybe folks were expecting, and I'd say specifically Biadasz, badass at center,
has been really good.
He
comes in with a great track record. I think the thing about it is you see that the quarterback and O-line, the way they work and how the quarterback handles the ball and what he does, that works hand in hand. You can't blame one person all the way on the line all the way. Sometimes the line blocks and the quarterback holds on. Sometimes the quarterback is ready to throw and the offensive line don't block anybody. But you see how Jaden and that crew works kind of hand in hand, and that makes everybody looks better.
Heavy Metal, any big surprises for you through two games for the Commanders?
Nothing too major surprise. I think they're progressing pretty well, which is good because you always have that that feeling that, man, they could just crash and burn right out the gate, and they haven't really done that yet. So,
well, good thing that kid made seven kicks, or the conversation might be different.
Yeah.
Something very cool happened for Washington, for Austin Eckler, and for the community. We'll tell you what it is next.